Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the election battle for 2022 is heating up big time. A declaration of war by President Biden and one of America's most respected and most revered and most admired politicians is saying Joe Biden is perfect. Now, even those of you, and I know there's some people listening to this show who are sympathetic to President Biden and certainly want him to succeed. I think all Americans should want him to succeed in turning around the economy, in having a more effective foreign policy, in actually doing a little bit better, more coordinated, more coherent job in dealing with what remains of the pandemic. All of that, fine. But perfect? Really? This was at the DNC's holiday party. We will get to that. Meanwhile, one of America's most influential columnists and somebody who voted for Biden, supported him, says, look, Joe, do me a solid. You gotta help. You gotta come out and tell everybody you're not running for re-election. Because otherwise the Democratic Party is going to take a tremendous hit. The presidency is going to take a tremendous hit, and the country is going to take a tremendous hit for the good of the country. No more Joe. Is he likely to actually follow that sage advice? We will get to that. There's also a battle between the Time Magazine Person of the Year, Elon Musk, who's had some business success. I mean, it's tough to argue with it. He's worth $251 billion in value. And he's attacked as a freeloader and basically a tax cheat by Elizabeth Warren. And he's attacking back. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And there's a shocking new Pew study, and you hear this stuff all the time. But this one really looks dispositive about the drastic, I mean really drastic, radical dropout rate from Christianity. America, as recently as a decade ago, 75% of the people who lived in this country, including black and white and Latino and Native American, 75% of everybody describe themselves as Christians. It's now way down. And the number of people who are nuns who say they have no affiliation with any religion, it's not just that they're not church members. They don't affiliate, they don't identify with any religion at all. It's now a third of Americans. What does that mean politically, socially, in terms of marriage and more? And stunning new figures from the Alan Guttmacher Institute, which is affiliated with Planned Parenthood. It's a very pro-abortion organization, but they do the most thorough research on abortion, showing abortion rates have continued to plummet. Abortion is way down, and as a matter of fact, the percentage of people who would be affected by some of these abortion laws that are now under discussion in the court, like the Mississippi law, is incredibly low. Incredibly low. And the idea that Kamala Harris is advancing, that there would be hundreds of thousands, millions of women who would die if the Supreme Court made a decision that the far left doesn't like, well, that's a specious and ridiculous position. And we will get to that as well on a very busy day on the Medved Show. Okay, first up, good news. And I like to do good news. Really, it's one of those things, whenever you can do some good news, it's very encouraging. The mayor of San Francisco, whose name is London Breed, and she is not a conservative. She wasn't elected as a conservative. She is a woman of color. She has a longtime history of activism. She also has a longtime history, at least going back for the earlier part of this year, of being sympathetic to the defund the police movement. She has not been known for her strong backing of police, but she announced a crackdown to try to save San Francisco from going down the toilet. And it's amazing when people like this, like London Breed, are able to talk some sense and then to confirm that sense in a press conference the next day. It's pretty encouraging. Check out what the mayor of San Francisco had to say about what's going on in the city by the Golden Gate. This is clip 56.
Lastly, we're increasingly asking our police department to do more. They're working more overtime to address these challenges, including responding to the rash number of retail thefts and confiscating more than 23 kilos of fentanyl in the last year alone, four times the amount in previous years. They've been expanding a number of deployments through our tourism deployment plan, so when people come here and spend money and support our economy, they feel safe and they want to return. And we changed the narrative about what people say about San Francisco. And focusing on auto burglaries to make significant arrests on prolific crews who time and time again are committing these acts and impacting the quality of life for San Franciscans. They've done all of this while being part of a police reform movement that has led to dramatic decreases in the use of force, incidents, and a rapidly diversifying police force that better reflects the communities they serve.
Okay, somewhat encouraging, but there's more. Listen.
This is a city that has a population of less than 1 million people with an over $12 billion budget. The residents of the city have been extremely generous in providing us with the resources we need to make a difference. And now, the priorities we need to make must be to protect them, must be to turn things around in their neighborhoods. When you are in a room full of people, I would say probably anywhere between 90 and 95% of folks could raise their hand and say that either their car has been broken into, or they've been a victim in some capacity or another. That is not okay. That is not acceptable. And it's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. And it comes to an end when we take the steps to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies, and less tolerant of all the bull that destroyed our city. We are going to turn this around, and this is the most important thing for me, and I know leaders of public safety in this city at this time.
Okay, boy, is she right. And you know what would be interesting is somebody who, of course, used to be district attorney in San Francisco and attorney general in California, the vice president of the United States, would speak out in support of Mayor Breed. And I'll tell you something else. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, just mentioned, boy, wouldn't it be great if the new Seattle mayor, Bruce Harrell, if Mayor-elect Harrell began to talk like that and about a more aggressive deployment of police officers to basically maintain public order. This is basic law and order stuff. The idea that, no, it is not okay in the name of some kind of warped sense of equal justice to abandon the standards of safety in our, frankly, most successful and livable and at one time great cities. Good for Mayor Breed of San Francisco. We'll be back with Joe Biden's declaration of war. No, not on Russia or China or Iran or North Korea. On Republicans. coming up on the MedMed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, there was a little bit of history made last night with what a lot of his boosters are describing as a declaration of war. Joe Biden, President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief, up at the podium. It's at a holiday party, and it's a holiday party for the Democratic National Committee. Now, you might think, do they have a lot to celebrate this year, the Democrats? They got wiped out in Virginia. They lost legislative seats around the country. They lost not only the governorship in Virginia, they lost the legislature. They lost the House of Delegates. And the polls are disastrous. The only thing that makes Biden look okay is the fact that Kamala Harris is even worse. I mean, significantly worse. And she was worse last night, too. But the president himself, he has a little bit of a problem with a coherence. And there was a very powerful column, which we'll get to later, by Bret Stephens in the New York Times, somebody who voted for Joe Biden, who is now saying, okay, Joe, you got to make an announcement that you're not running again. Because right now there have been pieces in CNN, there was a big piece in the New York Times, all about alternatives to Biden. What if he doesn't run? And to have people speculating on that, basically it says it's like a stilled raft in the middle of a shark-infested ocean with the sharks circling more and more aggressively, but they're not going to move anything until there is some move on the part of the guy on the raft, which is Biden. In any event, here is what he's wants to warn Republicans about what's coming to hit them. And try to listen carefully and explain to me what the president is actually saying. This is clip 19.
And as we fight to make progress on all of them, I hope you remember what got us to the White House in the first place. In 2020, we won as a unified Democratic Party, more unified than ever. Now we look at 2022. I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem.
Get ready, pal. You're gonna in for a problem? I think it's get ready, pal. You're coming in to a problem? You're gonna in for a problem? Okay, what exactly is the problem? Is having to take over leadership of the Congress? By the way, already some applause for leadership of the Congress. If you've listened to this show at all, you know that one of the people that I genuinely admire and I think is the most underrated man in American politics, period. There's nobody else who is so widely underrated on all sides and who deserves all the credit in the world. His name is Mitch McConnell. And when we are spared from this buyback, better budget-busting Biden bill, it'll be because of Mitch McConnell and his effective handling of it. He just handled this debt limit thing masterfully. Masterfully. He understood that, look, you can't have no raising of the debt limit, because that would lead to a default and a financial catastrophe, and everyone would be blamed and everyone would be ruined. But since it's the Democrats and their spending that is requiring this debt limit expansion, he said, okay, we'll stand aside, but you're going to have to do it without Republican votes. And they did. McConnell won. The vote was 50 to 49. Every single Republican except Cynthia Lummis, the senator from Wyoming, all the Republicans voted against it. They did not vote to authorize raising the debt limit. And McConnell won his point, and it's very important, and he deserves credit. And it's why he is the MVP, at least at the moment, on the Republican side. And the idea that we now are going to be pushing this debt limit fight till the next time is going to be after the election in this coming November, and the Republicans can go with clear conscience before the American people and say, look, this debt, we don't have our fingerprints on it. We didn't vote for it. It was all Democrats who voted for it without any Republican support. And the fact that that actually got through without actually causing financial damage to the country, good for Mitch McConnell. And given how eloquent Joe Biden was, as you just heard, Maybe you can also understand another elderly Democrat, 81-year-old Nancy Pelosi. She also spoke at the holiday party for the Democratic National Committee, and she had very warm things to say about her colleague over the executive branch, President Biden. Listen, this is clip one.
And Mr. President, it is an honor and, of course, a pleasure to be here at this time of challenge and with the coronavirus, financial insecurity for families, national disasters, and more. Our country could not be better served than with this most experienced, capable hands than yours, President Biden.
Okay, she went on to say, and though you couldn't really hear it there, he's just perfect. And you couldn't, at this time of challenge with financial insecurities for families, natural disasters, she goes on to say he's perfect. Can you imagine if one of the Republican leaders, while Trump was president, had said he's just perfect? I know people said a lot of stupid things about Trump, but if someone had said he was perfect, do you think there would be a strong punchback from the other side? And what about that vice president of ours? She obviously was giving what sounded like a test run for a stump speech for the presidency. And one of the reasons that that Brett Stevens argues that Joe Biden has to indicate, no, he's not running for re-election, is so that the nomination doesn't go to Kamala Harris, who is unelectable and deservedly unelectable. And honestly, as Stevens writes, and he's absolutely correct, she is the worst vice president, the least respected, the one with the lowest approval rating of modern times. Yeah, she's below Dan Quayle. And we will get to that and to much more. Dan Quayle was another underrated guy, by the way, and unfairly attacked for all kinds of stuff. And yes, he's a family friend. We will be right back with Kamala Harris and her drive for the White House. Huh? Coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate overwhelmingly approved a compromise $768 billion defense policy bill on Wednesday, sending a bipartisan rebuttal of President Joe Biden's original Pentagon request back to him for his signature. The upper chamber voted 89-10 to pass the National Defense Authorization Act. The president is expected to sign the measure. A large section of the central United States will see a risk of damaging winds from a storm system today. Damaging wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour and tornadoes are possible. Aside from the wind, areas from southern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, northern Missouri, and far eastern Nebraska into much of Iowa may see severe thunderstorms into tonight. The NFL announcing Las Vegas will host the Super Bowl in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Could not be better served than with his most experienced, capable hands than yours.
Michael Medved.
He's just perfect.
She did say that, not about me, but about Joe Biden, President of the United States. And Nancy Pelosi went on to say, Democrats stand for voting rights, okay? We stand for dreamers. We stand for farm workers. We stand for LGBTQ plus brothers and sisters. And she got all the letters in there. We stand for people with disabilities. You know, one of the things that people just remembered about Bob Dole, it was Bob Dole working together with President George Herbert Walker Bush, two Republicans, who got through the Americans with Disabilities Act. And who actually rallied to the support of people with disabilities. We stand for our children. We stand for the planet they will inherit. Well, I'm sure that she's going to win the planetary primary, I guess. How do you stand for our children when, you only stand for children when they change their address from living inside somebody else. And by the way, some of the lies about abortion that people are telling, and here is a knockout statistic, and this is what we'll get to in more detail later, but it's one of those things. Tell this to everyone you know, because it's really important, is that right now with this basic crying for help and sense of apocalyptic change, and it's the end of the world, and women's rights are being taken away, and women are going to die in back alleys, and every woman is going to have to get a coat hanger, and oh my God, it's terrible, terrible. Okay, they basically did a complete and very well-funded and very thorough analysis of abortion and abortion rates and who are the people who are getting abortions and how far along are they in the pregnancy when they get the abortions. 92% of all abortions in the country last year and the year before, 92% were in the first 12 weeks. Which means that the Mississippi law that was being debated in front of the Supreme Court had no restriction on abortion in the first 15 weeks. So what we are talking about here is actually such a small percentage, because if it's 12 weeks, they don't know exactly how much it is 15 weeks, but say it's 95%. 95% of all abortions would not be interfered with if the rest of the country followed the pattern of the Mississippi law, which is being decried as, oh, this is the Taliban, it's so horrible. I mean, there needs to be some kind, doesn't there? Needs to be some kind of perspective, no? And this is, we played what San Francisco Mayor London Breed was saying about her city and this crime emergency and a new drive for more aggressive policing. This was Mayor Breed speaking at a press conference yesterday and saying that the aggressive policing will replace the BS. Listen, this is clip 20. Oh, okay. That's the same clip we played before. Nancy Pelosi has her own response. And she's also from San Francisco. But she apparently isn't as upset by the craziness, and a lot of the craziness coming out of the district attorney's office from Chesa Boudin, who basically favors this California policy of, if you steal something, no problem, no felony, as long as it's under $950 in value. How do people feel who get their cars broken into to steal radios and other things? In any event, this is Nancy Pelosi speaking at her press conference about the crime surge in the country. This is clip 14.
The fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from I don't know where. Maybe you do.
Okay, an attitude of lawlessness that springs from I don't know where. Maybe you do. It springs, Speaker Pelosi, from a constant attacks on the people who keep us safe, the police. It flows from the idea that as long as somebody is a person of color with a sense of victimization, who can go back to a history of inequality, etc., there has been a very profound effort to take that less seriously, to give people less meaningful sentencing, to go after cops rather than going after people who are creating the lawlessness. And when you have prosecutors like Gascon in L.A. and prosecutors like Pete Holmes in Seattle, who we just voted out of office, and you have prosecutors like Chesa Boudin in San Francisco who just won't prosecute criminals, that's where the attitude comes from. She says, I don't know where it's coming from. Maybe you do. Really? And then Jen Psaki today was asked by Peter Ducey, good for him, about the reasons for the crime surge around the country. Listen, this is clip 7.
When you say that we've seen an increase in crime over the course of the pandemic, there are a range of reasons for that. Would you consider one of the reasons in the range prosecutors who are cutting people who are accused of many criminal offenses loose too quickly?
Again, I am not, as I wasn't yesterday, going to give an assessment for every motivation or reason for crime in different communities across the country. What I've noted, which you see in data, is that there has been an increase in crime since the start of the pandemic. I will let others assess what the reason for that increase in crime is. That is all I was conveying yesterday.
Right? She won't even acknowledge that things like... And again, this is why it's so surprising to me and disappointing that the Waukesha narrative with a guy who had just been turned loose, a career criminal, with literally more than a dozen felonies on his record. I mean, the guy was a walking disaster. And he had just been arrested for trying to use that same car that he used to run over the people in the Christmas parade, using that same car to continue abusing a woman who had called police on him many times, with whom he had a child. And it's not his girlfriend, because I don't think he had that kind of restrictive lifestyle. And the fact is, he was let out for $1,000 bail after running down his baby mama with an automobile. And then it was literally 4 days later that he took the same automobile and used it to murder people in Waukesha, Wisconsin, who were observing and enjoying a Christmas parade. And for Jen Psaki not to acknowledge that some of the problem and some of the upsurge in crime has to do with the pulling back of police resources, cutting police budgets, undermining police policies that can be very effective in reducing crime, but that require a more aggressive, a more serious attitude toward crimes that people on the far left want to forget about. One thing they won't be able to forget about is the changing apportionment maps, where the Republican advantage, wait till you hear. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'll wait up for you, wait up for you, dance a baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year, I could be oh so good. If you'll check off my Christmas list, little riddle, Santa, honey, I want a yacht.
Okay, Jeremy, I will bite. Who is singing this deathless masterpiece for the Christmas? This is Madonna singing Santa Baby. Nothing says Christmas like Madonna, maybe even more than Bob Dylan. In any event, congratulations. You know what's fascinating? I was thinking about this the other day, and this is just a little bit off the mark, but there have to be other people who have thought this. Do you know how jealous Madonna must be of Lady Gaga? Because Lady Gaga obviously has modeled a great deal of her career and her success on Madonna, with the outrageous this and the outrageous that, and the dress made out of meat, and all of the gold and the long fingernails, but she's also tried and succeeded with a pretty big movie career, and then worked with Tony Bennett, and again, I don't know. I mean, this is not to deny that Lady Gaga is a talented singer, and she's actually a wonderful actress. She was the only really good thing in that House of Gucci movie. I mean, there was a great deal of overacting by Al Pacino and others, but she was genuinely good in the movie, and she's going to get an Oscar nomination for it. And that's coming after A Star is Born. Anyone remember Madonna's movies? Particularly, there's one called Body of Evidence, which was about how she had allegedly, how do you put it graciously? She had allegedly sexed her elderly husband to death. In any event, Madonna's filmography, sorry, is not quite up to the Lady Gaga success level. Speaking of not up to the Lady Gaga success level, there's the Democratic Party's own Lady Gaga, the Vice President of the United States. She also spoke at that DNC holiday party. Oh, I wonder if people maintain social distance at the holiday party. What's interesting is when you hear them applaud, there were apparently 400 people there. And it was just not a crowd bursting with enthusiasm or vigor or excitement or electricity. But then, when Kamala Harris got up to speak, the charisma waves just began to oscillate through the stratosphere and igniting everybody. Because listen to this inspiration, not since JFK, right? Here is Kamala Harris, clip three.
We must make it clear, Democrats stand for workers' rights. We stand for women's rights, and we believe that the right of a woman to make a decision about her own body is non-negotiable. Non-negotiable. Democrats stand for voting rights. And we are fighting, and we will continue to fight, to pass the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. We stand for dreamers. We stand for farm workers. We stand for our LGBTQ plus brothers and sisters. We stand for people with disabilities. We stand for our children and the planet they will inherit.
Okay. Is this, again, what is very obvious is she had been told she has to energize a little bit, and she was attempting to do that. But this idea of making a list of all the constituent victims groups that they want to talk about, the problem for Democrats and... there are all kinds of Democratic analysts who are saying this, is they are in the midst of, you should even say they're standing for farm workers, but Latino Americans are no longer predominantly or even a significant chunk of Latino Americans farm workers. They're not. They're business people, and they are going Republican. And this is not now just a brief blip where Donald Trump slightly improved his percentage. If you look at the polls, it's now tied. Republicans are drawing 50% of the Latino vote. Now, this is going to be fatal. And I think one of the reasons is that for a lot of people who are immigrants, legal immigrants, or the children of immigrants, or people with family abroad even, there is an optimism and a desire to actually move forward that is different from the idea of a government give us a break. And the idea of wanting to increase taxes, I think that Latino Americans feel the same skepticism as white middle class Americans. A skepticism when Joe Biden says, oh, if you earn less than $400,000 a year, you don't have to worry. Well, none of that is true. And now they seem to be getting ready to drop or to give up at some point, to punt on the budget-busting Biden Build Back Better bill. Now the direction is voting rights. And here is another inspiring Democrat. Actually, maybe a little bit more inspiring even than Nancy Pelosi or Kamala Harris, Charles Schumer on the Senate floor, redirecting his attention of his Democratic caucus. Listen, clip six.
We're also continuing to hold conversations as Senate Democrats on the urgent work, of advancing the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. There is universal view in our caucus that we need to pass legislation to protect our democracy. What the Republican legislatures are doing on a purely partisan basis is undermining, destroying our democracy. We believe that we can restore the Senate to work the way it's supposed to and at the same time deal with voting rights, and that's what we're aiming to do.
Okay, how are they aiming to do that with a series of bills that basically are unconstitutional? And why do I say they're unconstitutional? The Constitution doesn't mention a right to privacy. It does mention the fact that states, not the federal government, get the rights to set up their own elections and election procedures. And you're right, if those election procedures are clearly discriminatory, as used to be the case with election procedures in the South, and frankly elsewhere as well. But that was all corrected by the Voting Rights Bill of 1965 and other voting reforms. The idea that today there's a discriminatory voting policy, they have the Freedom to Vote Act. Who's depriving people of the freedom to vote and how? We have now a multi-day voting that goes on. We don't have election day. We have election weeks. And that's one of the reasons that turnout was as high as it was. And actually, we have the highest turnout in our presidential election in 2020 with two less than perfect candidates for president. But honestly, the notion that people are not free to vote, how is it then that we have record black turnouts? And this goes back time again, going back to Barack Obama, who definitely did mobilize a lot of people who weren't interested in voting before he came in on the scene. There's also the fact that right now Democrats can't do anything on a federal level to overturn the reapportionment that is swinging this election to the Republicans. Here's a number. The number, this is according to the New York Times and a careful analysis of the new districting where it has been completed. And it used to be that there were 64 strong Republican tilts in congressional seats. That's gone up to 77. The Democrats have only gotten two more strong tilt Democratic by two. So you're talking about huge advantages, which will make a difference in November of this next year for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.